The Arctic, a vast expanse of ice, snow, and endless skies stretching to the horizon. It is a land of stark beauty. From frozen tundra to drifting icebergs, waters gleam beneath the northern lights. But the true heart of the Arctic isn't just its landscape, it is its people. Arctic communities have built cultures shaped by centuries of survival and migration. They have formed an intimate connection with the land, sea, and animals around them. Their traditions, knowledge, and resilience reflect a harmony between human life and the extremes of nature. This is the Arctic, a world of endurance and timeless rhythm. Far across the endless tundra of northern Russia, the winds sweep over frozen plains and rivers gleam beneath a pale sky. The Nenets have roamed this land for centuries, their lives entwined with the rhythm of reindeer and the shifting seasons. These nomadic people have perfected a way of life adapted to one of the harshest climates on Earth. They move with herds that provide sustenance, clothing, and tools. Their conical tents, or chum, rise like quiet beacons on the snow. They offer shelter and continuity through generations. The Nenets' history is a story of endurance and migration. For centuries, they have followed migratory routes carved into memory across tundra and forest, over rivers and frozen lakes. Trade, encounters with explorers, and pressures from shifting empires have shaped their culture without breaking it. This has left a people deeply connected to the land. Survival here demands skill, observation, and respect for every change in weather and terrain. Through the long winters and fleeting summers, Nenets' life unfolds in harmony with nature's extremes. Rituals, songs, and reindeer husbandry bind families together. They mark the passage of time in a landscape where permanence is rare. Their resilience speaks to an ancient understanding of coexistence. It is a testament to human adaptability. Across this frozen expanse, the Nenets continue to endure. Their footprints in the snow echo the timeless story of life at the edge of the world. Far along the rugged coastline of Siberia, the Arctic Ocean meets windswept tundra. The Chukchi have made their home here for countless generations. They shape their life around the land and sea that surround them. Hunters and herders, they navigate a world of frozen plains, icy rivers, and the relentless dance of seasonal light. Their homes rise simply from the earth. Yet within them lives a culture built on endurance, knowledge, and intimate understanding of the Arctic. The Chukchi history is one of adaptation and persistence. They have long relied on reindeer herding and marine hunting. Their movements follow patterns dictated by the harsh environment. Across centuries, trade with neighboring peoples and encounters with explorers introduced new tools and ideas. Yet the Chukchi preserve traditions that anchor their identity. Life here demands constant attention to the weather. It requires careful observation of the land and skill in moving across vast stretches of tundra and ice. Through the cycles of endless winter nights and summer light that stretches across the horizon, Chukchi life thrives on resilience and ingenuity. Rituals, storytelling, and seasonal migrations mark time and bind communities together. Knowledge of the land and animals passes silently from one generation to the next. It sustains both people and culture. In this frozen expanse, the Chukchi endure. Their traces upon the snow and ice speak of a profound connection to a world at the edge of human possibility. Far above the Arctic Circle, rolling tundra meets dense boreal forests. Rivers gleam under shifting skies. The Sami have lived here for millennia. Their culture is entwined with the rhythm of the land. Masters of reindeer herding, hunting, and fishing, they have crafted a life shaped by the seasons. They live under the northern lights and long winter nights. Their dwellings rise simply from the earth. Yet within them lie centuries of tradition, storytelling, and knowledge passed quietly through generations. The history of the Sami is a story of endurance and adaptation. From ancient migration routes across northern Fennoscandia to trade with distant communities, they have maintained a resilient culture. They have weathered the pressures of outside kingdoms and shifting borders. Their relationship with the land is both practical and spiritual. Each reindeer, river, and forest is a vital thread in a complex tapestry of survival. Through the harsh winters and fleeting summers, Sami life continues in harmony with nature's extremes. seasonal migrations, reindeer care, and community gatherings mark the passage of time. Songs, tales, and intricate handicrafts preserve memory and identity. They anchor generations in the landscape they inhabit. The Sami remain a testament to human adaptability. Their presence is etched into the northern wilderness, across tundra and forest, along fjords and frozen lakes. They endure. They leave a living imprint of history, culture, and the timeless connection between people and the Arctic world they call home. Far across the frozen rivers and windswept tundra of northern Siberia, the Dolgan people have carved out a life that mirrors the stark beauty and challenge of their surroundings. They live where permafrost stretches as far as the eye can see. Here, they have built traditions and survival strategies in harmony with the Arctic environment. Their lives are guided by the rhythms of reindeer herding and seasonal cycles. Their simple homes rise against the horizon. They stand as quiet markers of a culture deeply rooted in endurance and knowledge of the land. The Dolgan history traces back centuries. It has been shaped by migrations, trade, and the shifting borders of Siberia. They adapted to life on tundra and along river banks. They developed skills in hunting, fishing, and herding that ensured survival in a climate both relentless and unforgiving. Encounters with neighboring peoples and explorers brought new influences, yet their identity remained steadfast. It is preserved through oral histories, rituals, and practical expertise. Through the long winters and fleeting summer months, Dolgan life revolves around careful observation of the land. They maintain herds and navigate frozen expanses. Songs, storytelling, and seasonal movements bind communities together. Wisdom passes from one generation to the next. Their resilience stands as a testament to human adaptability. It is a culture sustained by respect for nature and the strength of community. Across tundra, ice, and rivers, the Dolgan endure. They leave subtle traces upon the Arctic landscape that speak of continuity, survival, and a profound connection to the frozen world they inhabit. Far along the frozen rivers and vast taiga of northeastern Siberia, the Yakut have lived for centuries. Their lives are interwoven with the extremes of Arctic and subarctic climates. Here, rivers gleam beneath the pale sky. Winter dominates the land for months on end. The Yakut have developed a culture built on resilience, herding, hunting, and the cycles of nature. Their homes rise simply against the horizon. They are shelters shaped by necessity, yet filled with centuries of knowledge and tradition. The history of the Yakut is one of adaptation and continuity. Migrating across the Lena River Basin, they establish communities that balance survival with a deep understanding of the land and its seasonal rhythms. Reindeer, horses, and cattle became central to life. Trade with neighboring peoples and contact with explorers introduced new tools. Yet their cultural identity remained intact. Their traditions, rituals, and oral histories preserve the stories of generations who thrived in a harsh and isolated environment. Through the long frozen winters and brief, luminous summers, Yakut life unfolds in harmony with the land. Seasonal migrations, animal husbandry, and communal gatherings structure the year. Songs, legends, and crafts carry memory across time. Every act of survival reflects ingenuity and respect for the natural world. Across rivers, tundra, and taiga, the Yakut endure. They leave footprints on frozen ground that echo the enduring bond between people and the Arctic landscapes that have shaped them. Far at the northernmost edge of Greenland, icebergs drift through cold waters. The horizon blends sky and sea. The Inuit have survived here for generations in one of the harshest places on Earth. Their lives are woven into the rhythm of the polar environment. They are guided by the movement of animals, the shifting ice, and the fleeting summer light. Simple dwellings rise from the snow and stone. They carry centuries of knowledge, adaptation, and tradition. In this world, survival demands precision and resilience. The Inuit history is one of endurance at the very limits of human habitation. For centuries, they hunted seals, walruses, and polar bears. They navigated frozen seas and tundra with skill passed down through generations. Contact with explorers brought new tools and ideas. Yet their identity remained anchored in ancestral practices, seasonal migrations, and intimate knowledge of the Arctic landscape. Life here has always required careful observation, ingenuity, and a profound respect for the cycles of nature. Through long winters, sunlight fades for months. During brief summers, the ice opens to water. The Inuit sustain communities that balance tradition with survival. Storytelling, rituals, and communal work preserve memory and strengthen bonds across generations. Each journey across frozen terrain, each hunt, and each act of daily survival reflects human adaptability at its purest. Across ice, fjords, and tundra, the Inuit endure. They leave a quiet but lasting imprint on the northernmost reaches of the world. Far along the eastern stretches of Siberia, volcanic mountains meet icy rivers. Pacific winds sweep across the tundra. The Koryak have lived here for generations. They have shaped a life in rhythm with a rugged and unforgiving land. Hunters, herders, and coastal dwellers, they have learned to navigate extremes of cold, storm, and isolation. They craft traditions and homes that reflect centuries of adaptation. Their simple shelters rise against the horizon. They carry knowledge, resilience, and cultural memory through time. The history of the Koryak is one of endurance and adaptation. Migrating across river valleys and coastal plains, they relied on reindeer, fishing, and marine hunting to sustain communities. Encounters with explorers, traders, and neighboring peoples brought new tools and influences, yet their culture remained deeply rooted in ancestral practices. Knowledge of the land, ice, and animals passed silently across generations. It preserved both survival and identity. Through long winters and fleeting summers, Koryak life continues in harmony with the rhythms of the Arctic. Seasonal movements, hunting practices, and communal activities structure the year. Songs, oral traditions, and rituals carry stories across time. Each act of survival reflects skill, observation, and respect for nature. Across tundra, rivers, and volcanic ridges, the Koryak endure. They leave footprints on frozen ground that tell of human resilience, continuity, and a profound connection to the northern world they call home. Far across the vast Siberian taiga, dense forests stretch beneath endless skies. Rivers carve silent paths through the land. The Evenki have lived here for centuries. Their lives are intertwined with the rhythm of nature. Hunters, herders, and forest dwellers, they navigate a world shaped by seasonal extremes. They rely on reindeer, rivers, and the forest itself to sustain life. Their simple tents and shelters rise quietly among the trees. They carry the wisdom and traditions of generations who mastered survival in one of the planet's harshest landscapes. The history of the Evenki is a story of adaptation and resilience. They migrated across vast stretches of taiga, tundra, and river valleys. They followed reindeer herds and seasonal hunting grounds. Encounters with neighboring tribes, explorers, and traders brought new tools and influences. Yet Evenki culture remained rooted in ancestral practices. Skills in tracking, hunting, and reading the forest are passed from elders to youth. This preserves knowledge that sustains both people and environment. Through the long winters and brief summers, Evenki life unfolds in harmony with the land. Seasonal movements, reindeer care, and hunting cycles mark the passage of time. Oral stories, songs, and rituals maintain memory and identity. Every journey across snow, every act of survival reflects ingenuity, patience, and respect for nature. Across forest, river, and tundra, the Evenki endure. They leave footprints that echo a timeless bond between people and the vast Siberian wilderness that has shaped them. Far along the windswept Aleutian Islands, jagged volcanic peaks rise from cold, restless seas. The Aleut people have lived here for generations. They shape their lives around the rhythm of the ocean and sky. Skilled hunters and gatherers, they navigate the shifting waters. They rely on seals, sea lions, and fish to sustain their communities. Their homes are simple, yet sturdy. They blend with the rugged landscape. They hold centuries of knowledge, tradition, and resilience in a world defined by extremes. The history of the Aleut is a story of endurance and adaptation. For centuries, they moved across islands and coastal shores, following seasonal patterns of hunting and gathering. Encounters with Russian explorers and traders brought new tools and challenges. Yet their culture remained deeply rooted in ancestral practices. They crafted kayaks and mastered navigation of stormy seas. Knowledge of tides, weather, and animal behavior passed silently through generations. It preserved both survival and identity. Through long winters of wind and snow, and summers where the ocean yields its abundance, Aleut life continues in harmony with nature. Seasonal migrations, hunting expeditions, and community work structure the year. Oral stories, songs, and rituals carry memory and strengthen bonds. Every journey across islands and every act of survival reflects skill, observation, and respect for the environment. Across volcanic shores, icy waters, and rolling seas, the Aleut endure. They leave traces on the land and water that tell of human resilience and an enduring connection to the northern world.